हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 जय गुरु देवा
भागवतार स्तोत्र शत सिमत देवन वे सब चरणारविंद भक्त वेदांत महाराज पाल की जय। इसको हम संस्थापक आचार्य हरि चरणारविंद भक्त वेदांत महाराज पाल की जय। जय विष्णुपाल कृष्ण कृपा मुकिंत लीला वरिष्ठ सुलभ सिद्धांत सरस्वती कृपाल महाराज की जय। अनंत गुड वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ऑल प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबली ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबली ऑल ग्लोरियस टू द असेंबली All blessed to see Guru and Gauranga, all blessed to see the Prabhupada. Narayanam namastritya Naranteva narottamam Devim sarasatim yatam नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। बिफोर आई स्टार्ट आई सीक परमिशन एंड ब्लेसिंग्स फ्रॉम द सीनियर देवप्रपा डिसिपल्स एंड सीनियर डिवोटीज एंड वैष्णवीज प्लीज गिव मी द ब्लेसिंग्स सो दैट आई कैन टॉक। Before I start, I like to take blessings and permission from Prabhupada disciples and all the new devotees and Vaishnavis so that I can talk something on Bhagavata. Today we will discuss on the fourth canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 12, verse 44. Maitreya Uvacha Ketatte अभीतं सर्वं यत्पृष्ठो हम इहा तया ध्रुवस्याद्धामा यशसस् चरितं सम्मतं तताम् एतत्ते मैत्रेयो वाच एतत्ते विहितं सर्वं यत्पृष्टोऽहमिहत्वया ध्रुवस्योद्धामयशसः सरितं सम्मतं सताम् मैत्रेयो उवाच एतत्ते विहितं सर्वं यत्पृष्टोऽहमिहत्वया ध्रुवस्योद्धामयशसः चरितं सम्मतं सतां मैत्रेय उवाच एतत्ते विहितं सर्वं यत्पृष्टोऽहमिह त्वया ध्रुवस्योद्धामयशसः चरितं सम्मतं सतां।
एतत्ते
विहितं सर्वं माताजी
मैत्रेयवाचा मैत्रेयवाचा
द ग्रेट सेज मैत्रेय सेज
एतत् दिस हे अंटू यू अभिहितं डिस्क्राइब सर्वं एवरीथिंग यत् व्हाट पृष्ठाहम् आई वाज आस्क्ड इहा हियर त्वया बाय यू ध्रुवस्य ऑफ ध्रुव महाराज उद्धामा ग्रेटली अपलिफ्टिंग यशसः हूज रिपीटेशन चरितम कैरेक्टर सम्मतम अप्रूव सताम बाय ग्रेट डिवोटीज ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय श्रीला प्रभुपाद की द ग्रेट सेज मैत्रेय कंटिन्यूड माय डियर विदुरा व्हाटएवर यू हैव आस्क्ड फ्रॉम मी अबाउट द ग्रेट रिपीटेशन एंड कैरेक्टर ऑफ ध्रुव महाराजा I have explained to you in all detail. Great saintly persons and devotees very much like to hear about Dhruva Maharaja. Purport. Srimad Bhagavatam means everything in relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Whether we hear the pastimes and activities of the Supreme Lord or we hear about the character, reputation and activities of his devotees, they are all one and the same. Neophyte devotees simply try to understand the pastimes of the Lord and are not very interested in hearing about the activities of his devotees. But such a disclination should not be indulged in by any real devotee. Sometimes less intelligent men try to hear about the rasa dance of Krishna and do not take care to hear about the other portions of Srimad Bhagavatam, which they completely avoid. There are professional Bhagavatam reciters who abruptly go to the Rasa Lila chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam as if other portions of Srimad Bhagavatam are useless. This kind of discrimination and abrupt adoption of the Rasa Lila pastimes of the Lord is not approved by the Acharyas. A sincere devotee should read every chapter and every word of Srimad Bhagavatam. For the beginning verses described that is the ripened fruit of all Vedic literature. Devotees should not try to avoid even a word of Srimad Bhagavatam. The great sage Maitreya therefore affirmed hearing that the Bhagavatam is Sammatam Sadam, approved by great devotees. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारणं परमानंदमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरं श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपगदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकम् वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सेगनारघुनाथानुतं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं सर्जनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां सेगना ललिता श्रीविशाखानुतं च
हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत श्री राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरंगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिय वांचकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च धनां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण टू एवरीबॉडी सो टुडे मैत्रेय महर्षि इज स्पीकिंग टू विदुर टेलिंग दैट व्हाट एवर यू आस्क अबाउट Is it okay? Huh? Not clear? Maitreya Maharshi telling to Vidura that whatever you ask about Dhruva Maharaj, I explain you. About the great reputation character of Dhruva Maharaj, explain to you in detail. Great saintly persons and devotees very much like to hear about Dhruva Maharaj. The very fact, even Bhagavan Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also like to hear about the pastimes of the Lord, Dhruva Maharaj. Everybody likes it. All the devotees. Hearing the pastimes of devotees, Prabhupada writes in the commentary, purport, that hearing the pastimes of devotees and the pastimes of Lord, it is non-different. One should hear the pastimes of the devotees, we get inspiration. How devotee is a jiva, like us, but is elevated soul. How they got successful in realization of the Lord. Like Dhruva Maharaj, we can see, in 6 months' time, only at the age of 5. But the story belongs to the age of Satya Yuga. And is there great grandson of Swayambhu Manu. So he had exceptional IQ and belonged to Satya Yuga also. But the story, it gives an understanding that just when Lord Devarshi Narada instructed him about the worship of Lord and given the mantra, Tvadashakshara mantra, 12, Bija mantra, it is called Dvadashakshara mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and he told how to recite, how to worship the Lord. Narada Maharshi also explained in detail about the form of the Lord, starting from the head to every part of the body of the Lord, he explained how the Lord looks like. Based on that instructions of Narada Maharshi, Dhruva Maharaj made himself with his creative energy of every human being. He has got the creative energy. Because of the TV, we lost that energy. Otherwise, every human being has got that creative energy. So, he made with the instructions as described by Narada Maharshi. Dhruva Maharaj made a form of the Lord in his head and started worshipping the Lord. And also, Narada Maharshi instructed him to make a physical form of the Lord as instructed. Physical form of the Lord can be made by soil, wood, gold, silver and panchaloha. It can be made. And he was told that you must go to the bank of Yamuna where in the nearby that Madhuvan, those who have gone Vrajamandal Parikrama, they have seen the area, it is called Dhruvitila, where Dhruva Maharaj took bath in Yamuna, and the place where he was performing the austerities, it is called Madhuvan, it is there, Dhruva Narayan temple at present, recently they constructed the temple. We call Madhuvan, in the according to the latest maps, it is the name of the village, Mahauli.
If you all happen to go to Vrindavan, not very far away, one can go to, from Vrindavan to the place called Maholi. From there it is. If you go to the village, just a walkable distance, 10 minutes. You go to the place where Dhruva Maharaja performed austerities, where he got the darshan of the Supreme Lord Krishna. So Prabhupada writes that in relationship with the Supreme Person of the Godhead, whether we hear the pastimes and activities of Supreme Lord or we hear about the character, reputation and activities of devotees, they are all one and same. Dhruva Maharaj, we know that in first month after this, Narada Maharaj given the instruction how to worship the Lord, within 6 months time, actually it took only 5 months to go to the Samadhi, trance level. 6 months he was in the trance that made the Lord to appear. In the first month he was eating fruits only, once in 3 days. That took just to survive, not just to fill up the belly, no. And second month he started eating the grass and leaves once in 6 days. And when it comes to the third month, he started drinking only water, once in 2 hours. Like that he was performing the austerity. When he started this yoga, Ashtanga yoga, and also he was also worshipping, not only just yoga. As instructed by Narada Maharshi, he was also performing devotional service to the Supreme Lord. He was worshipping the Lord also. In Bhagavatam, very clearly mentioned that he was worshipping. So how it is possible that in 1 month time he could just eat only few fruits, and in the third month only he could eat only water, and when he comes to the fourth month, he will stop the water, he was just breathing, not every day. In the yoga, those who have studied the yoga, it comes, the different, we call chakras, but it is the nervous center, the energy levels. Anybody can, in the, when you start the pranayama sincerely, one can awake the muladhara, but don't try yourself, only without the guru, it is not advisable. Pranayama should be practiced under the guidance and instructions of a guru, not by watching the TV. So, one is capable of activating the muladhara chakra, nerve center, it goes to the Swadhisthana. Once it crosses to the Manipura chakra, it is third one. After that, you don't need any food. Any living entity, once he is capable of crossing to the Manipura chakra, you don't need any food at all. It is. Similarly, we call Panchakosha, Annamaya Kosha and all this. It is similar to that one. Then, after that, once he is capable of crossing the Manipura chakra, which he crossed in the end of the second month itself, then one can go to the Swadhisthana. It comes on the heart level. At that time, just a little breath is enough. After that, one will cross to the Vishuddha Chakra, which is in the this level, throat level. The bringing the energy, raising the energy level. One then comes to the Ajna Chakra, which is in the center of the eyebrow. Anybody who can raise their energy level, prana, up to the Ajna Chakra, he can further go to trance, no problem. But raising up to that one. So, after that comes to the Sahasrara, which is the full trance level. Anybody in the Sahasrara, he won't know what is happening externally. Somebody can come and hit and beat, is not completely out of touch. So it showed that when Dhruva Maharaj was performing that one, it showed that he knew this Ashtanga Yoga, or by the mercy of his spiritual master, Narada Maharshi, he was given that level. Sometimes elevated spiritual masters like Devarshi Narada, Valmiki Maharshi, by their mercy, disciples can get the energy level lifted from the Muladhara to certain level. So, if this history of Dhruva Maharaj shows that he was blessed by Narada Maharshi in the Ashtanga Yoga, and as such, because you are blessed, you have the blessings of his spiritual master, you are capable of performing the sincere austerities, and within a short time, a poor man, he was capable of taking little breath. In fifth month, he was perfect in performing the pranayama, controlling his breath, and he was capable of standing only on one feet. And if somebody tells us to stand on one feet for 2 minutes, I don't think we can. But he was able to stand on one feet and taking breath. It is written that he was completely absorbed in the form of the Lord. In sixth month, he completely stopped the breathing even, and he captured the form of the Lord in his heart, completely in the trance level. And that is, in yoga it is called Sahasrara, which is, so that is trance position, completely samadhi sthiti. So, at that position, when Yomara completely captured the form of the Lord and meditating on the form of the Lord stopped the breath, it became, it almost stopped the breath of, interrupted the breath of the whole universe. Demigods afraid, what is happening? Anybody performing austerities, tapasya, the demigods are the one, first Indra is the one who is afraid of. Because he thought that, oh, maybe he is trying to become Indra. He is very much attached to the chief and position, upasi. So, at that time, when all the demigods approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord assured that you don't have to worry. My devotee performed the severe austerities, and that made the interruption of this breathing process of the universe. So go back, you don't have to worry. Then he comes and gives darshan. So such it is a very rare chance that one can have darshan of the Lord in such a short time. But possible with the blessings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the Puranic story there are so many things. So many stories will come in Puranas. Those who study the Ramayana, it comes, Lava Kusha, only how many years old? They are 8 years old. At that time, Valmiki Maharshi, because of his elevated position as the great sage, he made them competent in all the knowledge of the Vedas. And by the age of the 10 years, they were capable of using all the astras. There are two types of weapons. One is Shastra and the other Astra. Astra, Shastra is material weapons, like sword, bow and arrow, all these. They are the material weapons. When you say Astra, it is the divine. And by reciting some mantras, they can invoke that weapon, particular weapon, and apply it to the on the person. It is the two point. It cannot destroy it all. If it aims for a particular person, it will attack only that person, particular person, and return back. So these are the astras, they are divine. Those two young children, they became perfect in all the astras. Even to the extent that the brothers of Lord Sri Ram, Bharata and Shatrughna and Lakshman is Ananta Adishesh, who defeated and killed even Indrajit, was defeated by these two small boys. So, what I am trying to stress is that when spiritual master mercy is there, disciple can get everything. Knowledge and the devotion, everything is in the hands of the spiritual master. If the spiritual master is not, doesn't give us mercy, no matter how much we try, no. Not possible. Sometimes less intelligent person try to hear about the rasa dance of Krishna. We can see many performers, professional readers of the Bhagavatam, in Kartik, they go for the straight way to the Rasa dance. According to the instructions of the Acharyas, one should study, even Prabhupada also mentioning in the purport, one should study the Bhagavatam right from the canto 1, go step by step, then come to the 10th canto. At that time we can understand the pastimes of the Lord. Otherwise, we don't understand the pastimes of the Lord in terms of the spirituality, but we will understand only in the material way. Pastimes of the Lord are not material, it's spiritual. That's why Bhagavatam itself is not meant for ordinary living beings. Sudha Goswami, 8 slokas before concluding the Bhagavatam, says, Srimad Bhagavatam Puranamalam Yat Vaishnavanam Priyam Yasmin Paramahamsam Evamalam Jnanam Paramgiyate Yatra Jnana Viraga Bhakta Saitam Naishkarna Avishkrutam Tat Srunvan Supatan Visaranapare. So, Srimad Bhagavatam Puranamalam is the purest and very dear, yes, Vaishnavanam priest, very dear to the Vaishnavas. Why? Why it is very dear? Because it gives the yatra jnana viraga bhakta saitam. Bhagavatam not only gives the story, it gives the jnana, really, jnana and vijnana it gives. And bhakti also. It teaches the bhakti also and viraga, renunciation. When we say that one is progressing in bhakti, what is the immediate symptom of the bhakti? If some, we say that, oh, Prabhu is a very good progressing in bhakti, what is the visible immediate symptom of the bhakti in any doubt? According to Bhagavatam, bhakti pareshan bhava virakti anyatra chaisatra sheika kala. Prapadyamanasya. So, bhakti pareshan bhava virakti. When there is a bhakti, you are advancing, one can feel the paresha, Bhagavan, Supreme Personality, para isha, Supreme Personality of Godhead, one can realize it, anubhav. And when you come to the state, what is the immediate symptom of that one? Devotee? Virakti. You won't have any attachment to anything. Yes, that advancing devotional service, but I don't have the renunciation, virakti, vairag, then means I am still too attached to the material thing. Yet, few devotees won't have any attachment to the material things. He will be in the material things, but he is not attached. Just like a lotus flower, it survives in the water, but it is not attached to the water. When you take out from the water, you can't even find a drop of water on the leaves or flower of the lotus flower. Though it is always immersed in the water, they know water. So, similarly, the devotees are there in the poor material thing, but they don't have an attachment. Prabhupada many places specifically mentions in the purport that life of a devotee as life of a non-devotee cannot be compared. A grosta devotee, maybe the grosta, a common man thinks, oh, he is also with family, eating, sleeping, he is also working, we are also doing, how this devotee is special? No, Prabhupada makes it very clearly. Devotee is special because a non-devotee is performing the same, is earning the money, eating, sleeping, but he doesn't have any concept of the Lord, everything he does for himself. They are Gruhamidhis. And second canto of the Bhagavatam explained it. Gruhamidhis, night comes sleep, they come, they work for to get the money to feed their family. Nothing else. Cause eat and be and marry, that's all, nothing else. But a devotee is not like that. He also works. He gets the money. Use that money in the service of the Lord. So, this is a big difference. Now, a devotee is also working, but is not working to fulfill his sense desire sensual enjoyment, but for the service of the Lord. He works for the pleasure of the Lord. If he doesn't have the money, how is he going to serve? So he has to work and use that money for the service of the Lord, and that which is the main difference. So that's why Prabhupada mentioned that life of a devotee cannot be compared to the materialistic person. So coming to the hearing of the Bhagavatam, like it is education, when you go to the primary school, some of the topics are started from the second primary school also they teach, secondary school also they teach the same. You go to high school, still they teach the same. But teaching will be different. Like primary school there, children may be taught that okay, water is, composition of the water is H2O, oxygen and hydrogen. Children they just blindly believe it. But as they progress, when they come to the secondary school, they again study the same, what composition of the water is H2O. Two parts of the hydrogen and one part of the oxygen coming in. But they do the experiments in the laboratory and separate them, then combine them to see whether these two elements can be separated, and when you combine, can it become water? To understand that one, they have to gradually come study up to the 10th class or secondary school. Similarly, to understand that the pastimes of the Lord, as mentioned in the 10th canto, are spiritual, they are not material in any way. To come to that conclusion and understand properly, one must study the Bhagavatam right from the beginning, every chapter, every sloka, every verse, up to the last gradually. So, by studying that one, gradually our minds and senses will be purified. In the state of mind, then only we can understand the pastimes of the Lord. Otherwise, if we don't understand, rasa dance is just like a mundane activity, which is not. Rasa dance is no way mundane it is. One can understand. Bhagavatam, though everybody is studying, I know, every time you read a sloka, verse, every time it looks new. Did you observe it? Why does it say? Depending upon our concentration, depending upon our surrender, you get in what the meaning, internal meaning of that particular verse and purport. If the verse meaning is direct, we don't need so much commentary by the great acharyas. We don't need. But the very deep inner meaning is there in each verse. All the slokas, all the tests in Bhagavatam are just like a sutra praya, like a theorems. When you study in the geometry, there theorems are there. Coordinate geometry, study the school, geometry theorems are there, physics also theorems are there. Do we understand the theorem straightway if somebody do not explain us? Difficult to understand theorems. So, teacher has to explain how the theorem is applied in detail. Then we understand. Similarly, these first slokas in the Bhagavatam, they are sutra praya, they are theorems. To understand that one, we need acharyas to explain. That's why Prabhupada was kind enough to put everything in writing so that we understand, read and understand. But understanding depends upon how much we surrender to our spiritual master and the Lord. Without surrendering to the spiritual master and the Lord, it's not possible to understand the devotional service. When we say, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam raja, Lord says, is it? What is the sharanam? How do we say surrendering? Can you? We say surrender. How do you understand? What do you understand by surrendering? We all say surrender, surrender. Sanatana Goswami in Haribhakti Vilas gives a surrendering, how the process goes. Anukulena sankalpa pratikulasya vardhanam rakshishyati vishwaso goptritva varanam tatha atmanichcheya tarpanyo shadvidha sharanagati. One should follow this. Whatever is in favor of our devotional service, accept it. Anything not in favor, pratikulasya vardhanam, not in favor of devotional service, reject it. So here it comes to be difficult. Suppose on Sundays I am going to the temple program. 4 o'clock I have to leave. That time my brother or my friend comes to see me. Oh, 1 week I didn't see you, I want to see. Now I have to decide whether meeting my brother is important or attending satsang, temple program is important. If I am surrendered to my spiritual master and Lord, then I say, tell my brother, we'll meet some other time. I have to go to the temple. If not, plus minus, you know, I have to look into the society also. Then, at the last days, Yamaraj comes, no society will come. So, that is where pratikula savardhanam. Whatever is not in favor of devotional service, reject it. Rachishyatu vishwaso. One should have, the devotee must have the full conviction that Lord will protect us. Like Draupadi, here in the beginning she may not have the full trust, but when fully surrendered, Lord Sri Krishna protected her. There are so many instances, Prahlad Maharaj, in Purana there are so many instances are there. Lord protected, provided we must have full conviction that Lord will protect me. Goptritya varanamyatha means just like small children, they have full confidence in their parents that my father and mother will guide, is it? Any small doubt, they go to mother and father. Mother, how to do it? What is this? Because they have confidence in the parent that they will guide me properly. So devotee must have that confidence in the Lord that Lord Krishna will guide me in all the time. Maybe may not guide, so it means you are still depending on my own individual efforts. So, atmanichepa, it's surrendering. Karpanya means humility. One of the quality of the devotee is humility. That is most required. Srinadabhi sunichena tarorak saishna amanina manadena kirtaniya sudhari. Acharya said that this shloka must be written and hanged all the time in our neck so that we don't forget it. Atmanichepa. So this is very important. When you say surrendering, this all process must be there. Also, as Prabhu said, surrendering, when you say you are touching the feet of the spiritual master, touching the feet of the Lord, means I am fully following your instructions. Not that Guru Maharaj comes, I touch Maharaj, after that, forget, no. I am following the instructions of spiritual master fully. So that is surrendering. So with that surrendering only, we can understand the Bhagavatam. Without surrendering, understanding the Bhagavatam, not possible. Yes, we will understand to the level of our surrendering. So, the Prabhupada writes in the last, a sincere devotee should read every chapter and every word of the Srimad Bhagavatam, because we don't know. When I was reading the sixth canto, what is that reincarnation? Ajamila Pakshan. 2-3 times I read it, but that verse I didn't come across. Last month I was reading, I come across that particular two verses. Shlokas with instructions given by Yamaraj to his servants. Yamaraj is instructing his servant that jnanad athava ajnanad means whether somebody knowingly or unknowingly, whether he hears the name of the Lord or recites the name of the Lord, it will have the same effect. All his sins will be eliminated. 6th canto, 2nd chapter, 18th verse, you can take it. And also Yama Dharmaraji was also instructing that just like a medicine, somebody is sick, if he takes a medicine, whether he willingly or by force. Children, they don't like medicine because it's not sweet. We have to use force, okay, open the mouth and put water by force. Huh? So Yamala said that just like if somebody is sick and whether the patient takes the medicine voluntarily or by force. But when the medicine is swallowed, it will cure the disease. Similarly, the holy name of the Lord, when it enters into the Karna Randhra, gets into the heart, whether it is voluntarily or by forcefully, then it will have its effect. What the effect? Purify the senses. I read 2-3 times before, but I never come across this, how I miss it, I don't know. One last month, it's so wonderful it is. Always we say that our Hare Krishna Maha Mantra has got the full potency. But how it varies the Shastra proof now, after reading that one, I asked this. So holy name of the Lord is very powerful, whether we hear it willingly or not. Even when Bali Maharaj was sent to the Sutal Lok, you know the whole story. After Bali Maharaj departed, Lord Vishnu asking, because Shukracharya cursed him to bereft all his opulences. So after Bali Maharaj gone, Lord Vishnu asked Shukracharya, Brahman, tell me, what was the discrepancy in the performance of this yajna that you cursed your disciple so heavily? If there is any discrepancy, let us correct it in future. So Shukracharya, he realized by then, he's a great sage, Brahmarshi, he said that mantratas tantratas chadram desha kala tavastutaha sarvam karotini chidram nama sankirtanam tava. If when you are performing any anushthan, any yajna, any performance of the rituals Vedic yajna, if there is a discrepancy in the material things, like you have to provide some samagri, or in the recitation of the mantras, there is any discrepancy, sarvam karoti nischitram, everything will be rectified, nama sankirtanata. When we recite your holy name, then everything is rectified. So Shukracharya says that, Lord, he recited your name, so everything is rectified, there are no discrepancy at all. So this is the potency of the holy name of the Lord. So when you take fully surrendering essential in the devotional service, at least we may not fully, but we should try to surrender fully. If we want to be successful in this life, like yesterday Maharaj was telling that in this life one can go to back to Godhead, that is possible only if you surrender to the Lord fully. Otherwise, it's plus minus. If you stop here, any question, any criticism?
When we do Harinam in UK, in England, people listen to the holy name, to the Maha Mantra, unfavorably. And they laugh and joke. And so do they still have this? Does the Maha Mantra will have the same effect on them? Does it get the same spiritual benefit of the holy name?
Hare Krishna. So whether they unfavorable hear doesn't matter. Even if they laugh, doesn't matter. But they heard the holy name, it will have the effect. See, like just every day we say, read that Nashta Prayesha Bhadresha Nityam Bhavata Sevaya Bhavate Tamasloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. The recitation of the Bhagavatam, attending the class of the Bhagavatam and serving the Bhagavata, whatever the Abhadresha, whatever the desire for sensual enjoyment in our heart will be eliminated. But can it happen one day? No. Next sloka comes, how it happens, the 6 slokas explained very detailed. So gradually one will be coming to the one in the mode of ignorance, will be led to mode of passion and goodness gradually to come. So person when he has the holy name of the Lord, it will have the effect. And gradually some of his karma will be reduced and he will be gradually elevating to the, on the spirit process to the passion. But he will have the effect. He is highly benefited. That is what Yamaraj is also instructing to his servants. Let them have no problem. That's why in Rathyatra time we say loudly so that people who are envious also, let them hear it. They will be benefited. That's why Haridas Thakur says that when he recites the holy name loudly, it will benefit the, there are so many living entities, they can't talk. But they can hear. It will benefit them. It will help them. Oh, Hare Krishna. I'm afraid. Can you give it to me?
Thank you very much, Maharaj. Wonderful class. You were mentioning Ram and Lakshman learning the art of weapons. Ram, Lakshman learning the art of weapons, astras.
Essence.
And you were saying they were divine.
Yeah, astras.
So is that spiritual? Are you saying they're spiritual weapons? What? How do you define divine?
See, all the astras are spiritual. They are not material. When you take the spiritual means, it is a very, what you can say, it is a sukshma, we call it. We cannot see with this eyes. Only when we invoke, that can, at that time we can see it, otherwise no. When it is invoke that mantra, at that time it is visible. And to the person who is facing that one, not to everyone. That is the beauty of the astra. Like Brahmastra, they used to be, like you can see, Ashwatthama used the Brahmastra to kill the last son of Pandavas. And only Uttara could see. Others were nothing. Though when she came and petitioned to Krishna, others, Arjuna, they took the other weapons. Because Arjuna is also blessed with the Brahmastra. So they were able to take the weapons, but everybody cannot see it. Because that aim for particular, they are called, like in the heavenly planet, Indra, other, they are there. We can't see them. They are divine. They are divine in the material, in relation to the our material world, they are divine. Mrityuloka. Indra there, they are spiritual, we cannot say. When in relation to the spiritual world, they are not spiritual. But in relation to the Mrityuloka, they are spirit, divine. So in that astras, are you getting it? Mrityuloka means when we compare with our human beings, the living entities in Sargaloka, they are divine. Though they are material, they also got the end, but they are in relation to us, they are divine. That's why we cannot see with this physical eyes. So similarly in the astras also, there are many astras. Out of them, three are fully spiritual. They are not in, they are like Narayana astra, and that is completely spiritual. It is only with the blessing of Narayana, no one else can have it. Oh.
Maharaj, you were speaking about how to recognize a devotee, and you spoke about how a devotee will naturally be detached, vairagya, the importance of that quality of detachment. Can you explain other qualities? Is that the most important one? Are, you know, other qualities also important?
Hare Krishna Maharaj. That is visible quality of the detachment. The other is the humility. The humility, one should have the humility. And surrendering, it shows, without surrendering, one cannot become a devotee. So visible quality, as mentioned in Bhagavatam, that bhakti pareshan bhav virakti anatrate satrasekala prapadyamanasya yatashnakasu Means, just like when somebody is hungry, when we eat, we don't have to wait that after eating only I will get the satisfaction now. As you eat, each grosser, each time we are eating, we get the energy, also we get the satisfaction. Similarly, when somebody got the advancing, the full bhakti, pure devotion, at that time it says that they will get the realization of the Lord, also the detachment. So that is visible, not attached to anything. Humility will be there, and surrendering has to be there. Without that, one not aspiring. Okay, Master.
Hare Krishna. You are mentioning these different chakras.
Yes. No, I just mentioned giving introduction. It is long.
Yeah. Anyway, they're very far out. At least they sound far out to me. You know, you get to this chakra, you don't have to eat. You get to this chakra, you don't have to breathe.
Yes, it is mentioned in the that simple book is the Yoga Darshani is there. Other one is the Patanjali Yoga Sastra, goes very detailed, Patanjali Yoga Sastra.
So my question is are any of these things even remotely possible for us at all? Or are they just all stories that are regulated, or, you know, are just past yugas and stuff like that?
See, it is possible, but for that we need a special environment. If you happen to go to Haridwar, especially Kumbh Mela, like that, you can come across some of these yogis, but they are dangerous to be nearby. You can, the moment you enter their camp, your feelings will be different. They have the capability to control our mind. It is risky to go to them. There are people still, but what happens? People normally, those who practice, not difficult to practice, come to the level of the Manipuraka and all this, getting some energies. As one practices the yama, pranayama sincerely, they start getting the siddhis, which is the byproduct, nothing, automatically comes. The first siddhi you will get is reading the other's mind. So when they, even for 6 months, I was reading 1970s, Sivananda at that time, 70s, I was in the defense. So, what happened when I get some power to read others' mind, so I forget about my practice. Oh, I have become big man. Oh, you are thinking about me like this one. I become famous. Then I become God also. He can read the mind. That is what is happening in India. There are so many gods in every street. So, the powers come, but one. That's why instruction is that there must be Guru. Guru will not allow his disciple to use the whatever he is getting. He will instruct his disciple to be on the path itself. But it is possible. Otherwise, I don't know where I told, in 1983 I went to Gangotri. I saw one old man in the cave. It's full of snow. Only in the month of April, May, snow starts melting. He was telling me that he stays there even when the snow is there. October comes, it becomes full of snow. Glacier, that Gangotri, no one can approach. Up to the Gangotri one can go, Gomukh you cannot go. Near the Gomukh he was staying in the cave. How he was staying? Unless he got certain powers, like that one, it becomes. In Himalayas, you come across certain people, how they are staying there, we don't know. Whatever may be, but it is possible if you get the proper guru and staying away from this, staying in the midst of the people, not for you. One has to stay separate from them. It is possible. But one cannot go to that higher level. In between, one will be drifted away. Everybody wants to become famous.
Time up. Okay, last we will take time from us.
Why Narada Muni tells Dula to practice Ashtanga Yoga, but not to actually chant, only chant?
Dromara's story is related to Satya Yoga. Process in Satya Yoga is tapasya. कृते ध्यायतो विष्णु त्रेतायाम यतो माते गापरे परतेयाम तलो तद्धार कीर्तनात्. इन ईच युगा देर इज डिफरेंट प्रोसेस फॉर द रियलाइजेशन ऑफ द लॉर्ड. द मर्सी ऑफ द लॉर्ड दैट कलयुग लॉर्ड मेड एवरीथिंग इजी. ओनली जस्ट बाय इन कलयुग दिस इज बिकॉज इट इज कंप्लीटली कंटामिनेटेड. So Lord has given full concession that just by Nam Sankirtan we can get the same result. What in Satya Yoga they were performing the severe austerities tapasya for thousands of years, 80,000, 90,000 years. What they used to get it, we get it only by Nam Sankirtan. Kailota Dhari Kirtana. That is, Yoga is different. See, just like what activities we do in the morning, if you do in the afternoon, how do the people feel it? And the same activity if you do, what is the activity mentioned in the daytime, if you do in the night, is it proper? Similarly, every yuga, there is a certain process for the realization. That's why, Dhruvamaharaj, we are reading the story belonging to the Satya Yuga. Not realization of the Lord by the process of tapasya. And also Lord Narada Maharshi instructed in devotional service also. That's why he was worshipping also, not only on tapasya. After worshipping, then go for tapasya. In the Bhagavatam it is mentioned. Okay, okay, we stop here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Anantakad Vaishnava Guru ki jai, Gaurisimha Pad ki jai.